3 minutes and I'm going past 12. I welcome you to the Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station.
Where we drop in love.
Definitely. We talk about love. We talk about heartbreaks. We talk about everything in between. No, we're not talking sex tonight.
Why?
Nah. Then I go home and practice it. Anyway, today's Wednesday. So yeah, we'll be having the Soul Therapy segment first. And then by 1, it will be time for the hookup edition of the show. So if you're tired of being single, you need a partner. Feel free to jump on it.
Ada, are you going to hook me up this night?
Nega, how many do you want to have?
You know, the apple is big enough to go around.
You actually announced on the radio, I think sometime last month, that you were in a relationship. So
I'm just saying, I think I'm...
You're the worst.
Everyone is welcomed, you know, at the table.
Amazing.
What that's am I even saying?
That's not what we're doing. Anyway, tonight on the show, we're talking about something quite interesting, something that maybe it hasn't happened to you, but trust me, it has happened to most of us and maybe some people around you. So back then in the year 2000 and I think 14, 15, someone hit me up on Facebook and we got talking. So I've always had this thing for Nollywood. I really wanted to be an actress, though I think I've featured in about 5 to 6 films. And Benga can attest that I am an amazing actor. I have some skits up on my page, so you can check me out. Yeah, let me blow my trumpet. I think I'm good. Yeah, I wish you could see me right now. I'm just adjusting my shirt, like, hey, Robertson. Anyway, so in 2014 to 15, I was almost done with school. So then I was thinking, okay, instead of broadcasting, let me just get into movies full time. So I started hitting up some of my friends and I was trying to make friends with some of the actors and, you know, directors and producers. There was this guy, I believe some of you know him. No, we're actually very good friends. Mike Godson. Do you know him?
Yeah, that's handsome. He's handsome.
Oh, wow. Anyway, he calls me his sister now. And when I see him, I'm like, hey, bro. Yeah, we're just like that. So I added him up on Facebook. And we started talking. But then it wasn't that clear. Yeah. Okay, as you are a big actor, how come you have time for me that much? This person was constantly writing me. And if you know my personality, Benga actually knows me for the short period of time. If you're too close, like, bro, give me space.
Don't have job.
Do you understand? Ada is like that. Don't, I like my friends. I like people. But don't call me often. Don't bug me. Yeah, I am that type. So this particular person was calling me daily. And I've been like this for years. So it's not about, hey, because she works on the radio. It's just me. Let's be friends. But give me time. Let me miss you. Do you understand? But this guy would hit me up in the morning, hit me up in the afternoon, hit me up in the evening. And I started wondering, wait, oh, is this really the actor? And then he was very popular. You go to this channel, it was his film. You go to the next, his film and everything. And then my brother was shouting, calling me, hey, come and see your friend. In my head, are you guys sure that I'm actually chatting with the real Mike Godson? So I started talking to this person and then this person went on to, let me have your WhatsApp number. Okay. In my head, I was talking to the actor. So I gave him my number and he hit me up on WhatsApp. I think 5 days later, he asked for... Why are you laughing? He asked for airtime.
Okay.
He gave me this number. I'm out with a friend. We had an accident. My friend is almost dying. So I need, like, was it 5 or 7K airtime?
Yeah.
To actually call the
police. He's surrounded by his enemies.
These or that. So I was quite young. But then I said, hold up. You're about going to the hospital. Why is airtime your problem? Who do you want to call? And then he said he wanted to call the... Was it the police or the hospital? He mentioned one. And I was a student. How do I tell my dad to give me 5,000 naira airtime to send to a total stranger? I wasn't working at the time. But the way I was talking to him, he probably felt that, oh, okay, I was working and all. I had my things, you know, fixed up and covered. I didn't want to also come off as being broke. I didn't want to tell him, guy, I don't have that money, because I was still, you know, in denial that it wasn't, you know, someone fake that I was chatting with at the time. So I just told him, okay, I think if you want to make that call to the police authorities, it's not going to take more than 5 minutes. So why 5K a time? This guy just got, this guy got angry. He was like, are you doubting me? So I was like, no, I am not. And mind you, they had the same voice. So it was quite difficult to tell. And I asked for a video call.
Yeah.
He refused. He didn't talk to me again for a week
or two. The camera is always bad.
He didn't talk to me for like a week or two. Okay. Something fishy going down. And I did not say this to anybody at home. I kept it to myself. Okay. Good thing, a director in Delta hit me up and asked if I had time to, like, you know, come down to Asaba for a film. I was excited, told my parents about it. My uncle was there in Delta, so where to stay was not a problem. So I told my dad, told my mom, and they were like, okay, you can go stay at my mom, stay at my brother's place and everything. All right, fine. So I asked the director, the cast and crew members, and he was like, oh, okay, you'll be acting with Mike Godson, you'd be the sister and all. I was like, wait, what? And he said, yes. So I said, okay, fine. Can I just have his number? Let's just build that familiarity before we go on set so I don't get tense. And the guy was like, all right, sure. And he sent me his number. It was a different number entirely. So I hit up Mike. Finally, I couldn't go for it because my attention was needed in Port Harcourt at the time. So I just weighed my options. Okay, let me just go to Port Harcourt. Port Harcourt was more, you know, important than Delta for the film. So when I hit him up, he picked up. And this one was now 100% legit. The voice, the mannerisms. Okay. I was excited. I introduced myself. And he was like, all right, cool. Hope to work with you someday when we link up in Delta. All right, fine. I was still not satisfied. Mind you, this other guy came back and was chatting with me. Still asking me for, you know, airtime, this one, that one. Then I opened up to my mom. Told my mom what was going on. My mom now said, okay, fine. If you're sure that this one is the real one, ask this one for a video call politely. So it doesn't seem like you're one of these, you know, girls throwing themselves at celebrities.
Okay.
And I did. And I told him, okay, hope you don't mind. This is actually what's going on. There's someone that I just gave him the whole story.
Okay.
And he now said, okay, fine. Yeah, call me. Oh, he called me on WhatsApp video. It was him. He was legit. And I told him everything. The guy now said, I don't know why people are doing this with my name. Okay, you know what? I want you to help me get this guy. And then he started sending me money to be sent to the guy.
Really?
Yeah, this is something I haven't said before. So the guy will ask me for 10K. I will just munch the chart and send to the actual Mike Godson. Mike will send me the money. I'll send it to him. So he started getting comfortable. Like, I was now the, in quotes, my guy. he started getting comfortable. Mike got his detail. We looked through his number. We looked for him on Facebook. We saw his actual personality. I don't want to call his name. But I still have the video. Bang, I think during the music break, I'll show you the video when he was apprehended. So he got comfortable with me. You know, that babe now just asked for money, she would send. And that went on for, I think, a month. Then he now opened up that he was in love with me. He now told me, I know this thing I want to tell you is quite risky, but I think I love you. I am not this person. I am this person. But it was... It was far already. Like, you were...
You don't call him money now.
You don't already do soup. So, and then he sent me his actual pictures. I was like, see this one. You're loving me because I'm always giving you cash, Abby.
Wow.
And I just sent everything to the actual person. And Mike was like, don't mind him. Still a scam. So the guy now asked for us to see. I should come to Benin. So I was like, no problems. Mike booked his ticket from Lagos.
Really?
Yes. We went to Benin. And the guy will be calling. Where are you? I'll hit Mike up. Mike, where are you? Mike will tell me where he was at the time. I'll tell the guy. The guy was like, okay, I'm at the airport. I'm waiting for you. So while waiting to pick up his girlfriend, it was Mike he saw. And that was how he got. They arrested him.
Wow.
Yeah. He got arrested. And Mike called me on video. And he was forced to write on an undertaking for nothing to happen to Mike and myself and everything. Mm. So that's been that. After that, I blocked him everywhere. So yeah, that's one of the stories that I have to share about online scam, and that's what we'll be talking about tonight.
Scam.
Mm-hmm. Internet fraud.
The thing about this issue of scam is, if you're not greedy, it's difficult for you to be scammed. The number one thing a scammer looks out for is your greed, and they feed that greed. I remember when I was scammed of how much. It was small though. It was 10,000 naira. But I thought it was painful because I felt like I was very street smart. Like, you can't, you can't. But then I wanted to get a TV then. Then I just finished service. So I wanted to get a TV for myself, a flat screen. And there was this guy who comes around to my compound then. I used to give him food. I used to give him food a lot. Because, yes, I'm that nice. Okay? So I give him food, give him it. So that day I was just having a conversation with a few of my friends, and he heard. I said I needed to get myself a television. And he said, oh, wow, that he has a neighbor. This guy just finished school. And he wanted to just sell off his stuff. That's, you know. And he said, okay. And I said, oh, how much will he say? He said he's going to talk to the person. And he called the person. And the person said, oh, he wants to just let it go for 20,000 naira. A flat screen. I felt like, whoa, since it was like a...
You wanted to get flat screen for 20,000.
For 20,000. Okay. So I felt, okay. All right. Since, because I felt it was like this guy, they said, according to it, he said that this guy needed this quick cash to just leave town. So that's why he just wants to sell off stuff. I know that kind of really flash sales, it can come a little cheap. But I was greedy.
Obviously.
So I felt, okay, let me pay him 10,000 naira. Bring the TV. The once I've seen the TV, I'll balance you up the remaining 10,000. And immediately I paid the 10,000 naira, I was blocked. And I stopped laughing. I was blocked. I was blocked on. I felt stopped. Maybe he changed his profile picture on WhatsApp. Maybe he just changed it to no display. I felt like, what's going on? I called.
I'm sorry, but
I called. You know, because I felt like, because I trusted him, I felt that he wouldn't do that to me because I was like a benefactor of some sort. Because I used to give him food a lot of times. Every time he comes around, I'll invite him to my house. Hey, Baba, eat like breakfast, lunch. Okay, dinner. Not dinner, but at least breakfast, lunch. Okay. I was always the guy.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I never expected I was going to do that to me. Fine, my colleagues then, they made all sort of jests at me, like, "Mega, you be good, you be more, you be this." But you know, I felt betrayed. You know, it's fine. How much is 10,000? If I had given him the 20,000, but I felt like being a no.
Opinion, I be in opinion.
And I instead, I didn't look at the money, but I looked at myself because, and, I looked at myself like I was greedy. If I was not greedy,
yeah,
I wouldn't have been scammed.
True that. I think it's all about greed. Because myself, if I was greedy, thinking, oh, this fine actor is now my boyfriend, I'd probably be sending him stuff and be hopeful that, okay, someday he's going to come visit me and marry me. Like, what? Exactly. Come on.
If the greed is not there,
come on,
they won't scam you. They won't.
Absolutely.
And sadly, I saw this guy like maybe 2 months after.
So what did you do?
When I saw him, the way I saw him, he was looking all tattered, all unkempt and everything. I wanted to attack him at first, but when the way I saw him, I just like, just go. He was now trying to, Baba, no be so, Baba, that thing. I said, no, don't say anything. Just go. I just go. He felt too embarrassed, but I just felt like, just go. Don't worry. Don't say anything. Just go.
Bedley, sorry about that. Anyway, that's what we'll be talking about tonight. And if you do have an experience, feel free to share. We're bringing this up because a lady dropped the text, or do I say a post online talking about internet scam. According to her, Bella Ochegwe, she said it happened in the month of February this year, that she met a guy on Facebook, and after everything okay from the talking stage, they finally met, and instead of, you know, that date person something else, instead the guy took her phone worth 70,000 naira and she transferred 30,000 naira to him. Everything 100,000 naira gone on first date. I'll be giving you the full story when we get back. And remember, we're asking tonight, have you ever been a victim of internet scam? You see, Benga and I, we've been there. We're no saint. So feel free to share yours. Have you ever been a victim of internet scam? What did you lose and what really happened? And then what's the worst date that you've ever been on? This lady went on a date and instead of having the best time of her life, she ended up losing 100,000 naira, 70,000 naira phone, and 30,000 naira. Think about it. Don't be shy. I promise not to laugh. This is my last laughter.
I don't trust you.
I promise not to laugh. Call and share. I still have another one to share, but I think I'm too embarrassed to share. Okay, fine. I've been scammed before. 10,000 naira. I'll tell you. I wasn't greedy. I was being nice. I wanted to help. So I'll tell you. See, you have a lot to hear from me tonight. I'll tell you that right after this. Thank you very much for always being on the other side of the radio. So I'm playing you a song by Alicia Keys, prior to our previous show. This song is called We Are Here. This is just a subtle reminder that, hey, it is our dear country, Nigeria, and we are here for all of us. Enjoy this. Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Zoo Therapy segment on the chart station with Adele Bless and your radio girlfriend. My unofficial radio boyfriend is not here yet. Yeah, he's probably cheating on me. Probably went out to talk to her. But it's fine. I'm not jealous. No, I'm good. Yeah. Okay. Don't laugh. You promised not to laugh today. But when I think of the other one, I told you that I've been scammed before of 10,000 there. When I think of how naive I was, can't just help but laugh. Oh well, tonight is not just about me. I've shared one with you, so I think it's best I just open up the phone lines and hear from you. So I did say that I'll give you the story. I'll be telling you what Bella Ochegwe said. According to her, this incident happened in February this year. I met this guy on Facebook. He sent me a friend request and I accepted. I didn't know he was a scammer because his profile looked so real. We started chatting. Along the line, we decided to meet at Orile here in Lagos. It was a public place. So we drank and talked for a while. Then I mentioned that I was in need of a job, if he had any to offer. He said yes, that he needed a sales girl to stay the shop to help him with his business. He sells female clothes. I told him I was interested. Then he asked me to make international passports so I could be traveling outside Nigeria to get goods. I honestly didn't know what came over me. I believed this guy so much that I transferred 30,000 naira to him for the international passport. I'm very sure he used charm on me because I didn't use my clear eyes to send him that money. So at some point, I needed to use the restroom. My bag was on the table. When I returned, he was nowhere to be found. My new phone that was in the bag was gone as well. Phone worth 70,000 naira. This guy scammed me of 100,000 naira in total. That's my phone and 30,000 naira that I transferred to him for the international passport. His account has been disabled. Please, people, help me call him to send my money back. She added that, so let me just read it. Help me call him to send me back my money. Please, chat station, over to you. Let's talk. Remember, I'm asking, have you ever been a victim of internet scam? What did you lose? And what's the worst date you've ever been on? Studio line 0700-993-993-993. Ladies, we are part of the show. Kindly dial the number 014-657-190. Let's talk. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I'm Kenji coming back.
Okay, welcome back, Kenji.
Yeah, so not really. I don't think I've been as a victim of an internet scam.
You
so,
haven't been?
Oh, no. But let me see. I think maybe more than a decade ago, I'm all nearly, got myself in that situation. So what happened is, this guy, you know how to do this? This guy just called in to my mom and said, hey, long time. Is that John? Or something? I won't use the person's name, so I'll use another name. So is that John? And the guy answers, yes. Even though I've been in America doing this, doing that, blah, 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 blah. And my mom fell for it. And she just started hitting the guy. I called him also, saying, welcome, how have you been? This and that. And the guy says, he just came back. Some things I need to clear. I need mom to be able to clear all those things and everything.
Now, he needed what?
He needed some things to be cleared, from the port and all those things.
Oh,
like, he couldn't get there himself. He didn't get it himself. I needed mom to be cleared that time. If I asked for her and for some members of the family and okay. Okay. The guys, I can't remember the amount of money I asked her to get just for him to do some things. So I think maybe like after the call, maybe like 20 minutes later, she was thinking, wait, what is not how brother sounds like, you call yourself brothers and sisters, maybe a fair family. This is not how my brother sounds like. I mean, so she now start tracing the position they had and found out that, all of us were busy, of course. Obviously, this guy is a scammer. So he started to sit along and then called him back and started pulling him for information. Trisha, your sister in Russia. Of course, yeah, your sister in Russia. And the guy said, she's fine. Thank God. Just got married last month. And then Monty just came to the guy. You're useless person. Guys,
wow.
Came to her. Yeah, you just blah 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 blah. So I mean, like the main guy said in the beginning, sometimes, not every time, sometimes you greed. If you're not self-conscious enough to know, when someone is trying to play pass one on you, you fall for it. So I always say self-consciousness. If you're not self-aware, if you don't know what to look for, you're already going to fall victim of all these of guys. I mean, there are people who are falling victim several times, not just one thing.
Sadly.
Are you always getting hooked on this guy? Are you guys getting all the time? I mean, every time, you always get you. People that give out their internet pain, people that give out their pain of their online account, whatever. In my head, I'm thinking, come on, you're not going to do it. Very child. You need to look at what the thing makes any sense to you. I mean, come on.
It's all right. Anyway, thank you very much for calling and thanks for sharing that. Please let's all be careful out there. Hello. So sorry about that. Call back if that was you. 0700-993-993-993. Let us know if you've ever been a victim of internet scam. Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hello, good morning.
I am with you. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Kingsley.
Where's Kingsley calling from?
I've been scammed by...
Okay, I'm not going to laugh. You've been scammed. Tell me about it.
I think that was sometime 2020, things are not moving well. I'm this person that doesn't like anything about betting. But somehow on Twitter, I saw a guy, he was just saying that give him short odds, you know, and that is a correct score. This one.
Okay.
So somehow, out of course, it's always speed anyway. Mm. I just thought to myself, this guy is saying that he's 50K, and they will give me correct score. And when I play, I'm going to make more than the 50K I'm going to pay them.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
And like that, so me, they're looking for money. I now have to transfer 50K to one person right now.
You transferred 50,000 naira.
50,000 naira to somebody to give me correct score.
Wow.
He didn't even stop at that. Now, because I've already calculated how much I was going to make, I now play best of the game. Another 50,000 naira.
And you got how much? Your network is acting up.
I said I have to now play the game again, the best, with another 50,000. Now I'm making it 100.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it was all scam. And when I called the guy that did that was, he said that
We can't hear you. Apologies. So if you can call back, change your location and give us a call back, I think we'll very much appreciate that. Yes, hello.
Ada.
Yes, please.
Hello.
I am with you, Kamredi Kechuku.
I never see you. I see you.
Welcome.
Are you hearing me very well?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm not hearing at
all. What's wrong with the network? Call back, Kamredi Kechuku, if you can. Hello. Hello? Please turn off your radio. Please. Hello? Nah, we're letting you go. Please, when you call a radio station, turn off your radio so we talk. Hello?
Hello?
Welcome back, comrade. Can you hear me?
Thank
now?
You. Ada?
Yes, this
one. I want to
I
talk
promise
about
not to laugh. Please don't laugh. All right, tell me.
It was early in the morning, 7:30, I was preparing for church. 911 number enter and say, in Papa, in send them 3,000 naira, last hour card.
Oh,
I don't see anything.
That.
So before you know it, 918 enter. I can't send them back. He said, you want to pray for me? I said, wait, make I go pray for church first. 1 p.m. this number, come call me again. I said, come call me. Before you know it, this person can't change your voice. Say, you want to pray for me? Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I can't tell and say, may Aro Chukwam Roma kill you here. May the whole song go, everything waiting for Yoruba land kill you here. He just said yes. I said, may the whole Aro Chukwu, Aro Sokitao, Aro Sado Abakeleke, Aro Sienuku kill you here. As he want to pray for me, and I block his line. Hello?
For
but
real?
I was praying some night tonight because I had so many things. He said, if you answer, something can happen. Your blood can come out. Your anything can happen to you. I pray Psalm 91 for 77 times between that Sunday 1 p.m. to that Monday morning. Another one, nobody don't scam me, but just because of too sure. I played too sure 77 90 between the lockdown. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
I got 120,000. So I couldn't use about 50,000 won't go play again. Now I can't lock myself for 1 week and not come out. Except that, and I saw the folks scam me. That is Babi Japu.
Mm.
So they never to scam me, and I know they scam people. So that's my own experience. You know what I thought? You can make I talk. You know?
I am with you.
No, any other topic you want to get? There are two topics you get now.
The other one is hookup. Are you single?
Hookup. Okay. How am I single? I'm not single. I'm not single. See, I think the people that talk about that. Maybe it's a vele. I used to say, I am number one is a vele. That is talking of the clitoris, you know. Maybe I don't tell you. If you people are looking for a person that will represent Nigeria for you, is a vele. That is a talking woman's clitoris. That's what I call me. Maybe I take and compass it to me because of the
wahala.
I asked question last year. No,
wahala.
I don't want to compass it to me. Yes.
Yeah, I think they will come for training.
All right.
I just woke up last 2 months from under the sun and under the weather. So they said, look at it, sleep where.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you very much for calling and bye. But did that happen to you?
What's that?
someone sending you airtime and then calling you that it was a mistake for you to send it back to them, and then after that
I'm actually always looking forward to things like that.
Really?
If you send me airtime, I'll be so used.
I have this story to share, but let me take this call. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. My name is Christopher.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Ikorodu.
All right.
Yeah, I just called to commend you on your show. You're doing well.
Thank you very much. Have you ever been scammed?
No, not at all.
Not at all? You're not like Benga.
Sorry, I don't rest.
my regards to Benga and...
All right, thank you very much. I'm here. Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, right, we can hear you. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you so much.
I think for all of those scammers, the confidence is, you know, it's confidence trick. Okay, that's what they call them, con men. They are confident. They are very confident. They will lie to you in a way that, like, hey, this. And it's sad. Some people even scam their partners.
True.
Boyfriends scamming their girlfriend. Or, you know, as in, let's not also talk about the ones that will say, I'm on my way and I won't come.
No.
It's also scamming.
Yes. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Please, can I be anonymous?
All right then.
Ada, please, I want to ask you for something, please.
All right, what's that?
Not on air, please. I want to ask you for something, but I don't know if you can take down my number. Please, let's talk later. I don't know.
Okay.
Please.
All right then.
Okay. But I try searching for you on Facebook, but I don't know the results I'm getting.
You won't get me there.
Huh?
You won't get me on Facebook.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Please, have you gotten my number?
Yes, please.
All right, thank you. Please, it's really very important. Okay, please.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
I see scam.
What scam?
No, I feel it's the confidence.
Hello?
Yes. Turn down the volume on your radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, we can.
Okay, my name is Chris.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, I don't know if this one is a scam or not. Yeah, somebody mistakenly sent 7,000 naira recharge cards.
To you?
To me, yes. Oh. And then later on, he called and said, please, I'm calling from Nasarawa State. That please, 7,000 naira was being sent to me. I said, okay, please, I will send your money back because I'm working in a gas oil and gas company. We don't make and receive calls here.
Okay.
So later on, he called and said, please, I should send the money, the recharge card back. I said, sir, we don't make calls here and we don't receive calls here. When I'm close, I will send your card, your recharge card, your money back. He started abusing me with that. I will not see tomorrow. I will do this one. I said, okay, you know what? I'm not going to send it again. Ah. Let me look if I'm going to see tomorrow again. Up till now, he never called again. I have to use his credit and use it anyhow.
You used the airtime.
Yes, because he said when I close, I will just send your card back because we don't make and receive calls. Yeah. So he started abusing me with strong words. I don't know. I was so angry. So that's why I said, I'm not going to give that card. Let me look if I'm not going to see tomorrow.
So you now spend 7,000 naira.
I was like angry. When somebody told you, see.
Oh, hello, are you there? Oh, sorry about that.
You don't say.
I think I would have done the same.
No.
Hello?
Relax, I'll send your airtime back. Why insult me? I'll use it. Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you, great?
I'm alright.
Alright, welcome.
Yeah. Mr. Benga.
Yeah, Baba.
Yeah, I do.
Good morning.
Yeah, I do. You have my brother's name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, great people bear that name.
Yeah, he's actually a good person.
Yeah.
I hope your brother is not into women. I'm not saying Benga is.
No, he's not, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're very.
Oh, he's very stubborn, right?
You know. We're just.
Anyways, you said what I was about to say. The only scam I've experienced is the transport scam.
You collected money under false pretense.
Mm.
That's illegal.
Yes, illegal.
Yeah, you can go to jail.
Exactly. Why should I send you transport
that's
money?
That's the only
and you
thing I've experienced. The other stuff, I don't.
You can't just stay alone at home. Why are you inviting people to come to your house to do what?
To do church service. That.
Well, yeah. Although fine, I'm not saying I do it. Okay, but I'm just saying that I'm just saying it for people who always send money to be and they won't. It's not done.
There's this one. She told me to send transport. Even though I've met her before, like several times, and then she told me to send transport. Then I went to the ATM machine. Then I deposited the money and printed the slip and even snapped the slip to her.
Wow.
I even snapped the slip to her to confirm, and then she's got the slip. Up to this very moment, she hasn't called me.
Wow.
But it's all right. I mean, it's one of those things.
It's one of those things.
Yeah, it's one of those things.
I feel you.
Yeah, if you're single, those are the kind of things you face.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why you need to get a partner.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
All right, take care.
Okay, thank you so much.
I think I've done that to someone before.
What did you do?
Okay, and I've said it on air before though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know I'm going to remind you, and you use it against me, but fine, it's my past. All things are passed away. A lady came around. Okay, so when she was traveling back, I sent money to her account. She saw it, transaction successful. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when she left, there was a reversal. I did not do the reversal.
Oh, that story you shared. Benga, you have to send her that money back.
The bank reversed it.
No,
was
you have
not
to
me.
Send it to
so
her.
So she saw it. My point is, she saw it go. She saw that it was transaction successful. So immediately she left, I think maybe like 5 minutes later, I got a reversal. And when I got the reversal, I felt like, God is a good God. You know, he returned that money to me. And she felt, and I told, you saw that I, you know. So I feel bad that I did it though, but I don't know.
Benga, you have to call that
water
lady.
Water under the bridge.
You have to call that lady and apologize. You really do.
No. What do you, she's married, so there's
nothing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Hello, good evening. Oh, good morning.
Good evening, Benga.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, sorry, good morning. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. What's your name?
This is Malik speaking.
Malik, welcome. Have you ever been a victim of internet scam?
I was a victim of, let me just say, PS3. Like what Benga said, greed is the biggest that lead to 419. But the one that happened to me, that was 2018.
Okay.
I was in Abuja. Like that man said, somebody called me. I have three lines. And the person called me and said that he sent a card to my other number value. And I said, oh. He didn't even call. He flashed, he beat my phone and I called back.
Okay.
And he was explaining. I said, oh, sorry that I'm not with that phone right now. When I get home, he said, oh, no. It's for the younger brother. He's still to travel back from Osun State to Lagos. Is there a yellow network, 3,000? I said, okay, do you know what?
Mm.
Hold on. Call your brother's account number, let me transfer it quickly to your brother. He said, no, I should not do that. I should not send the card back. I said, before I get home, it's going to take me like 8 hours. He now said, okay, I sent the money. The next day, I said, let me check a card. The card number was never correct. It was a scam.
Wow.
And he now called. He called and said that I should speak to the father. I said, for what? Before you know, the man was telling me my autobiography.
Oh,
really?
You spoke with him?
about, I was like, let me tell the guy, he's an old man, he wants to pray for me, blah, blah, blah. That they made a mistake in the child care number, it was the wrong number, you know, like that. The man started telling me something, I said, okay, he wants to make me to be rich. I said, no, I'm okay, do I am. He said, that I'm too nice, da 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 da. That should go and get this, get that one. I said, no, you should not worry. And I said, okay, check and hear siren. I said, yes, at the background. He said, those are big people coming to do, you know now. You know, that's why I don't start calling them.
Okay.
I said, okay. So that was it. That was it. That's why he could tell me things about me. He even spoke about my daughter.
Wow.
Then that one, I didn't make me one wear socks, you know. So, to call the story short, I said, I must get to the bottom of this thing. Now, who is this person? You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was thinking maybe it's one of those my girlfriend when knows I don't marry, I don't get picky, and they start to play prank on me, something like that.
Okay.
So I sent a number to a girl, one of my ex. I said, please, do me a favor. This woman has been calling me, telling me stories. Can you just help me trace this guy? Like what that you said. She was forming mistake call, the guy started calling, da da da. Behold, it was my friend's driver, younger brother.
Wow.
What?
I'm telling you. Yes. So this time we are just sitting in his parlor. You understand me?
Yeah.
He's going back to give the bro, you know, my girlfriend,
yes,
blah, this, that, that, that.
Wow.
And I was shocked.
Whoa.
But the clap went get from his face. And also the next time go try that nonsense again.
Wow.
So I'm telling you. You see how people are very wicked.
Very, very.
Very, very wicked, rather.
Serious.
These are poor victims. I can't go transfer like 3M now.
Exactly.
Jesus.
Exactly.
So I won't go do. I won't get double money.
Exactly. Greed.
And I was trying to be nice to say, since your brother is in school, you want to send him T-Fair. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Don't worry. Let me do that. I understand when you're in school, when there's no money, you're at that, you know how difficult it is at times.
Exactly.
I know.
Let me be nice. The next day, the cash guy was a scammer. He started calling me, wants to pray for me to make money. He said they were political and I need to get. Ada, if you agree that time, Sha, it's not good. But when you're too nice, people take you for granted.
Exactly.
And foolish. Thank you.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling and thanks for sharing.
And also the people who scam people, you know, just once you enter a bus, some person start talking about dollars. Please, can you help me change this one? That conversation.
That happened to me last year at the school hotel I was running about.
You know, they just start that conversation. And once you get into it, like, you're hooked.
It happened to me. It was raining that day and I wanted to go to CMS. You know CMS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I tried booking one of these e-cab services.
Yeah.
But because of the rainfall, none. And then I saw this Camry, just the driver. So I was like, okay, I'm going to CMS. How much? And he was like, you alone? I was like, okay, yeah. He said, was it 2.5 because of the rain?
Okay.
I was like, how about now? Normally, this thing is like 500-600 naira.
Okay.
But, okay, I understand it's raining. Let me make it 1,000 naira. I think we agreed for 1,500.
Okay.
So I'm hoping. Still, we weren't even, I think we got to Eco Atlantic.
Okay.
He now begged me. He's like, madam, see this poor man. The guy looked wretched. Like, see this poor man, make we help him. Make we help him now. So I was like, okay. So I sat behind and he now carried the guy in front. And then we started moving. The next thing, the guy just stopped and I said, oh, thank you very much. What's thank you in French?
Merci beaucoup.
Yeah, merci beaucoup. And then he got off and gave the guy $100.
Same old script.
Do you understand? Give the guy $100. Same old script. Me here, that was late. I had people waiting for me at CMS that I was supposed to go link up with. I've already told them, I've left my house like 2 hours ago. It's like, oh God, move this car now. And then we got to, okay, when he wanted to move, and then, you know, he's very dramatic. He was like, hey, yeah, this man, no. The man gave me dollars. I did not utter a word. I was there on my phone. I think I was just flipping through Instagram. You know how how snobbish, if I want to be, if you like, talk for 4 hours. If I don't want to say a word to you, I will not. So he was being all dramatic. Ah, they don't really cheat this man for this country. Oh, I still did not say anything. And I looked up. This man looked at me from the side mirror. I still said nothing. And he moved a bit. Then he now called my attention. And see, this man give me $100. Oh, God, don't answer my prayer today. I mean, make I call him, give him back. That was when I now said something. Before I said something, I prayed in my heart. It's like I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. Yeah, be very honest. And then I said, I think it's not good to actually scam people. If you feel the need, call him back, give him the money. I'll pay. I was ready to now give him that 2,000 yen for the guy, extra 500. I was like, I'll pay. Just give him his money, I'll pay. The guy was like, hey. I said, yeah, give him, I'll pay. So he now drove back to where the guy was, called the guy. I was like, you see the guy money where you give me? And the guy was like, oh, really? Is that enough?
Yeah.
He now gave him extra $100, making $200. In my head, okay, now then be this. Okay, no problem. So I was already looking. I started chatting my friends that I wanted to go meet. I was like, see, I will come late. I did one chance like this. I did come. That was what I said. And my friends were not worried. Some of them were calling. I wasn't picking. So I looked at him, looked at the other guy. He was outside, standing under the rain. And then he said, but like this, you don't spend money since you come Nigeria. Yeah, I was like, yeah, this is what I have. Oh, but I have a lot. I don't know where the embassy is. Really? Where the embassy is? The same story?
Same script.
And the guy said, I know where the embassy is, so let me take you. Mind you, it was on a Sunday. Let me take you there so you change it. Embassy.
They open, man. Okay.
And the guy now entered. Before he entered, the guy was like, Auntie, no vase. They don't to cheat this man. I be good person. Make we carry him go embassy, make him change his money. You know they in a hurry. I just looked at him. I didn't say a word at that moment. So as the guy was opening the front seat, the front door to sit, he was opening. I opened mine and I stepped out. That was it.
And you just left him there?
I just left both of them. And they just zoomed off angrily.
Sorry.
Another one.
So in other words, you didn't pay anything?
I did not. How can I? Okay, I mentioned to you that I was going to CMS. You want to take me to your so-called embassy? Like, I don't have what to do with my time, my life. I should follow you to one so-called embassy because you want to change dollars. Dollars that I've not seen before, or what?
That's where you see that greed. If people can just tame that greed. Yeah, hunger. All right. Oh, maybe your last cap was 500.
Why follow two strangers to go change
money?
What if they stole the money and then on your way to the place you get stopped by police officers? They arrest all of you. What would you say?
Exactly.
Come on, nah. The guy just opened the door as he was entering. I opened mine and I stepped out. Like, y'all have a lovely Sunday. I'm off.
See ya.
I'm off. Bye. Another one happened. See, we're sharing this here, so you'll learn. You know that you know that your tricks. This one happened on, when did I go to the market?
When? That was last week. No,
I went to the market
this week.
Oh yeah, last week. Last week, Friday. Was that public holiday on Friday? No. Friday, yes. So I went to the market on Friday. I misplaced one of my cards, one of my bank cards. So I went to the bank till I get it. I've been procrastinating for like 3 weeks.
Okay.
So that day I was like, nah, the other bank, they've been charging me way too much. Let me go fix this one. And I got there. I did it. I was now trying to cross, so I go meet my right at the other side of the road because going to turn was taking forever. I was like, okay, wait this side. Let me just cross and meet you. Now I have this. Hey God, I thought you're just putting yourself out there. I don't know how to cross roads. I can't spend 15 minutes waiting for no card or before I pass. So I was there waiting patiently. I saw this guy. I'm always on call.
Okay.
Another sad thing about me. So I was on video call with someone and I could see them from, you know, my back view.
Okay.
They were together, the two guys. Then all of a sudden, one came first to me and said, I'm looking for, he called the name of a hospital that I can't even remember. I'm looking for this hospital, and honestly, I find it hard to talk to strangers. So I just shook my head. I didn't say a word. And I went back to who I was talking to. Good thing I was talking to someone from my village, so
okay.
I now used dialect to tell him what was going on. Now, these two guys were together, but one is now coming to ask me of his direction. Mind you, I had money with me. I had money in my bag, so I was like, okay, they don't come again. I didn't say a word, I just shook my head. And he came back. Fine girl, they talk to you. I beg you, he said everything. I still said nothing. I just shook my head. And then he started remembering words. Waiting concerning. I still stood there. The other one now came, and they were acting like total strangers. Well, people that I saw minutes ago together. That one came. And he, brother, I beg, I find this hospital. And that one was trying to now, you know, describe the place. Oh, it's here. But I'm not sure. Let's ask the sister now. Now, both of them, they came close to me. I just went back. Took 3 steps backward. Went back to the bank. And I was looking at them. People that were acting like total strangers now work together to one street by the side. Like, now, wow. Lagos.
It's just sad.
Lagos.
It's just sad.
I just went back and I
canceled my ride. You see them when they are caught, you know, pants down. You pity them. But I tell you.
Do I really pity them?
If Nigerians can just be less greedy, okay, just be less greedy, you will not be scammed. You won't fall prey to those people.
True.
Because they would want to offer you two things. Double.
Yeah.
Okay. They want to offer you double for something, and once you give out your something, you get nothing. Greed.
Pretty
that's
sad.
All that matters.
And again, last year when I was on leave, I think I was on my way to the house, my parents' house. This guy called me. No, it wasn't during leave. It was during that lockdown. You know, there was no
movement to know.
Aviation, yeah, shut down. Yeah. So could only travel by road. So I traveled by road, and I don't like road. The duration, 12 hours. So while on my way, this number called me. I was like, your bank, this one. I was like, these people, they don't call me again. And I asked, which bank? I have like 5. I was like, you don't know your bank? I said, I just told you that I have
which
5.
Which one?
And then he now called one that has G, and I don't bank with that bank. So I said, okay, this one don't enter me, whole cruise. I was like, we go play this game. And I said, oh, yeah, that's true, I remember. And there was this relief, like, ooh, he got it. Right guess. And then he said, your account is what BVN, we have to block it, but for us to help you unblock it, you have to call your the digit number on your card, so we'll help you fix it. I was like, okay, the thing is, I'm on transit, my card is at home, so when I get home, I'll call it. I'll get it and call it out for you. And I said, okay, thank you very much. How are you? You know, I closed by 4. So I was like, no problems. So I go home. I even forgot. He called back. And I just said, my brothers were now interested in the game. We all gathered.
We waste your credits.
So
we were so wasted.
He called and he now said, first he asked me how old I was. I told him I was 67.
Okay.
Yeah. And a principal of a school.
Okay.
The guy was like, oh, okay, Ma, let us help you fix it. This one. And I was like, my card is here, but my children are not here. I don't see that well. So I'll struggle to call it. Yeah, I was like, okay, mama. No conscience at all. You actually want to scam an old woman.
Yeah. It's the confidence.
Like, so I called the number slowly. Fake number, so there was no card. So I was just calling random numbers. 2, 9, 4, 1, 9, 7. He didn't get the jig. I was calling. And at some point, he'd be like, call it again. I'll call a different number. It was like, Mama, that's not the number you called before. So I ended the call and he called back. I was like, see, I think my network is acting up. Let me send it as a text. He was like, okay, thank you. I was like, but I don't have airtime. I was like, okay, let me send you airtime. So you send it. He sends me 500 naira airtime. Yeah. Yeah, because I told him, because when he told me that my account, they were going to block my account, yeah. I was like, no, and my tenants just paid rent. This one, my student school fees, everything is that account.
Ah, this one. Juice everywhere, juice.
Yes, juice. I told him people just paid rent, student fees, everything. Come on, they should not block my account. The guy was like, no, mama, we'll help you and fix it. So he sent me 500 and I like, and my brother, you need to see the excitement at home, like, woo, we just scammed him. The money was 4 years, but at least we scammed him.
Okay.
And the guy now called, I've not gotten the text. I was like, oh, God, find another work. The guy cursed me out.
Yeah, as in the curse.
My God will punish you. I was like, you get God.
Oh, my God.
And my mom just looked at me. It's like, Ada, you have to be careful. I was like, was he careful when he called me?
You know.
Was he? Please, I have 500 eyes. Who wants to make call? Come on, use.
I think the media will keep orientating people, will keep telling them, and also the banks as well. Need to keep orientating people that, hey, don't entertain calls from so-called individuals who will just say that, hey, we are here to...
We are from your bank. What bank? They should tell you your three names, yeah, the name of the bank. Ask them questions, because exactly. If truly they're from the bank, they'll have your details.
Yes. You know, so the more they orientate people, all right, on radio, on television, on social media, everywhere, just keep telling them that, hey, don't entertain phone calls from so-called bank staff. You know, it's just sad.
For real.
It's sad.
Anyway, thank you very much. It's 11 minutes now gone past one, and originally I was supposed to be doing the hookup edition of the show. Then guys, Okay, Benga, you're leaving us. You're leaving us. It's unfair. Anyway, thank you very much, Benga. So yeah, back to what I was saying. Some of us, yeah, we've been victims of online scam and stuff like that. You really can't be that careful. But hey, have you ever... Like I said, have you ever received a call from your bank asking you to confirm your ATM pin? Trust me, it's definitely not from your bank. It's from a scam artist. It's no longer news that scam artists are on prowl like the devil, swindling innocent people on the pretense of a product or service which they claim to operate, such as the sale of mobile phones, laptop, automobiles, money doubling, or even as customer care officers of your bank. You have to be pretty careful. Now, these fraudulent acts sometimes happen via phone calls on social media platforms or during robbery attacks. For instance, there are cases of people who are forced to transfer money to another account at gunpoint. Things like this happen on a daily. Now, if you or someone who know has, or if you or someone you know has experienced this unfortunate incident, here is how to recover your money. Sounds like good news, yeah? Now, number one, all you have to do is don't keep it to yourself. Most victims panic after they discover that they've been swindled by a fraudster. But take it from me, do not panic. Swing into action by informing your close friends or relatives who have legal or security connections. You know those folks who know a criminal lawyer or have contacts in the police or EFCC. They are the ones you should be talking to. And again, don't bombard the scammer with calls. This is vital because by the time you begin to chat excessively with a scammer or you bombard the scammer with too many calls, he or she might decide to block you or destroy any means of contacting him. Remember that you need his contact to be able to trace him. Don't let the fraudster know about your motive of reporting the case to legal authorities. Keep your conversation civil. Report to any legal authority with evidence. Whether or not you have the scammer's number, report the case to any legal authority close to where you are. Report to the nearest police station and to the EFCC. If you don't have their address, you can send them a mail scam@efccnigeria.org and info@efcc.org or the Nigerian Police website. Visit that, www.nigeriapolice.org, and rest assured you're going to get a response. I know some of you will be like, well, in Nigeria, did they check mails? Yeah, they do. Tag them. Use your social media platforms. Put it on Twitter. Ask people to tag them and retweet. Yeah. Now, they will get your statement, which includes you narrating all that happened, the scammer's location and contact details, and assist you in getting the right things done, such as contacting the fraudster's bank, thereby requesting for an immediate freeze on their account. Their account will be rendered useless and legal actions will be taken with immediate effect. Send a mail to your bank's e-fraud team as well as the scammer's bank. So, even if they take your phones and, you know, they've made you transfer your money to them, go to your bank, ask for your account statement. You're going to see the last person you transferred money to, the name, the bank. And then you can start from there. Like I said, all banks now have an e-fraud team who now respond swiftly to your distress mails or calls. So you can get your bank's e-fraud email address or number by visiting the official website of your bank. Doing this makes it easier for banks to be aware of what is happening, and they will direct you on steps or things to do to recover your money. They can further help you place the scammer's account on a ban for less than 24 hours after evidence has been sent to them, before getting an official letter from the police and court, which will be drawn by the police. Get a police report and court order. I know some people shy away from this. They just feel it's so much work. Well, maybe you've not lost a huge sum of money. But like I said, get a police report. So you need a police report and court order to request for a recall of funds which you paid into the scammer's bank account. It is possible. Track the scammer. Legal authorities can track the scammer by getting his exact location, thereby making it easier for the fraudster to be arrested. This will be done through scammer's contact details. This is the major reason why you don't want to bombard the fraudster with too many calls or messages. I do hope that you utilize this and make the most out of it. Above all, be very careful. Don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. When you see these people, you feel uncomfortable, just get yourself out of the equation. You don't understand what you're doing, step out, take yourself off that circle. You don't belong there. They're about to scam you. The good thing here about this whole thing is our instinct is always telling us something. But sometimes we just feel, I know Nigeria is bad, but let me just try this one. Who knows? So that's my lucky day. I tell you, just go there and get scammed. So please be very careful out there, right? Take things easy and work hard. So whatever they try to portray to you, whatever they try to sell to you, you just feel, oh, okay, I don't need this quick means of having money. I want to work for mine, you know, the right way. And I do hope that works. Thank you very much. 18 minutes now, I'm going to pass one. Now I think it's time for us to get into the hookup edition of the show. So we do have rules that I want you to follow. Tell us about you, your name, where you're from, your age, your location, your blood group, your genotype, your religion, your personality, and then use the same formats to describe your anticipated partner on the show. Then you can drop your contact detail. Pretty simple. Studio line is 0700-993-993-993. I think the WhatsApp is down, so we very much appreciate if you call instead of sending a WhatsApp message, because I don't know, but I think it's down. So yes, hit me up and tell me about you and your anticipated partner, and you want a song to be played for that special one. Your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, boyfriend, classmate, neighbor, work colleague, crush, anyone at all. Just tell us about that person and the kind of song you want us to play for that person's listening pleasure. And of course, why we should play that song for that person. Say nice things to that person. Appreciate the person live on the radio. Pretty simple, right? Welcome back. This is the Chart Station, and right about now, it is the hookup edition of the show. So yeah, to all my single ladies, and the house. And all my single guys, don't worry, tonight might be your night of meeting that special one. So all you have to do is dial the studio line 0700 993 993 993. And latest, the number for you to dial is 014 657 190. Hit us up, tell us about you, where you're from, where you stay, what you do, your age, your blood group. You can tell us about your height, your personality, your religion, and of course the kind of person you want to meet on the show. Also, if you want us to play a song for that special one, feel free to tell us who that person is and what song we should play for that person and the beautiful things you want that person to know. Say those things and then request for that song. Pretty simple. I'll play it if I have it. Let's do this. Hello. All right, sorry about that. Do well to call back if that was you. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good morning. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Festus.
Okay, Festus, where are you calling from?
Hello?
Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from Lagos here. Festus, to be precise.
Okay, welcome.
Hello?
I am with you.
Okay, I'm here for Uko, please.
Okay. Tell us about Festus. Who is Festus?
I'm Festus by name. I'm 40 years old.
Okay.
I work at the Wharf, at Papa. And I'm a graduate.
Okay.
I am from Delta State. I'm tall, good looking.
Okay.
Light in complexion. Fun to be with. And I need a lady from any tribe.
From any tribe? What's your blood group? What's your genotype?
He said my genotype is AA.
Okay, blood group.
And the blood group 4 plus.
Okay. So you need a lady from any tribe?
Yes. But okay. I don't want Hausa.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I give you my number?
What age? What should
she be? Okay, I should be from 25 to 35.
Okay. What do you want her to be doing?
Pardon?
What should she be doing?
She should be working also. She's a working class lady, and I don't care if she has kids or not.
Okay.
But she should have at least one or two kids at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Drop your contact details.
090-174-78550. 090-174-78550.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ada, how you doing?
Ada is fine.
What's going on? It's a long time since I came into your space.
Yeah.
But I think today, I just got to do that. But you know, elections are coming. So I said, oh my God, I got to make Ada my first lady. My FLS. First
amazing. Lady. Where did you go to?
Me?
Yes.
Well, two very significant things wants to happen to me this year. Number one, I want to commence my movie, shooting of my movie. I'm in pre-production stage.
Okay.
Number two, I'm also trying to write my book. So those two things going to pull me out. I don't know easy.
I can imagine. Well done. Well done.
It ain't easy. It ain't easy. So that's all the truth.
Well done.
You know, but tonight, history wants to happen because I intend to hook up with a very, very enticing lady.
Okay.
A lady I might describe like the next best thing after Coca-Cola, after ice cream. Okay. I need a woman to be beside me. My name is Morris, and I'm into IT, I'm into oil and gas. I'm into a few other things. I'm into creativity. I love the creative space. I'm into music. I'm into movies. And I love poetry. So that means that I have a sense of humor. I'm tall. I'm good looking. and of course, and all the other niceties. But enough about me. What about the girl? The girl herself, I'm not looking at specifics. She has to be tall, she has to be dark, she has to be yellow. All those things are peripherals. What okay. matters to me today, tonight, Ada, okay. is somebody that will achieve companionship with me. Mm. Somebody who can both sit down. That I hear a voice in the morning and I climb the wall and scream. That is the kind of person I want. So if you're out there and you're a female and you're listening to this voice.
What's your blood group? What's your genotype?
Hello?
What's your blood group and genotype?
What?
What's your blood group and genotype?
My genotype is, I think it's A, then blood group is O.
Oh, you think? You're not sure?
I have a clean bill of health. So I think if you two can have that kind of mutual clean bill of health. But I like a girl with a sense of humor. Of course, you must be good looking, you know. I'm not talking make you come, make one resemble some people who I know. But at the same time, what matters to me is if we can sit down and then we can generate new directions. I heard when you and Shegu were talking about Nigeria and new directions. That is what I want to do. Somebody that we can plot together and say, this Nigeria must change now. What did they happen? Mm. So my number is, as I said, my name is Morris, and that is what I want. My number is 0813-305-1160. I repeat for emphasis, 0813-305-1160. It's also my WhatsApp number. You can also WhatsApp me through this medium. But I'm seriously, seriously searching because I want to make sure that my marriage is around the corner. I really want to get married and move on and do that. As I want to start again, two significant things will happen this year. Number one is my movie which I want to shoot, and number two is to have a partner. So if you're a girl out there listening to me, or maybe you get to hear this broadcast again later, or maybe somehow somebody tells you about it, you got to call this number, 0813-305-1160. Ada,
all right, thank you so much for calling.
I'm out.
All right, bye. Take care of yourself and congratulations. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ada.
Yes, what's your name?
This is Joshua on the line.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, like I said earlier, my name is Joshua.
Okay.
Yeah, 6'3" tall, very tall.
Mm.
I have a bald hair with the pink leaves.
Okay.
I'm a fashion designer. Yeah. Age of 42. I would like to meet a mature lady that is ready for a friendship.
And I want the age in
between. Are you there?
Turn off your radio, please.
Okay, I'm doing that. Okay.
Okay.
Is it okay now?
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to meet a lady between the age of 30 to 56 precisely. Are you getting me?
Mm.
I want a serious lady that is, I really know what she's doing and know what she wants. But I want the friendship first.
Okay, what's your blood group and genotype and what do you do for a living?
Come again, I didn't hear you.
What's your blood group and genotype and what do you do for a living?
I'm AA.
Okay.
My genotype is AA, the blood group, my whole negative.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, I said I'm a fashion designer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Fashion designer. Okay, then. A very good fashion designer.
Very good. Okay, nice.
You said?
I said nice. Go on.
All right, so I would like to meet a lady. It could be from abroad, then it could be from Nigeria. I just want somebody that is serious, that she really know what she wants.
Mm, so, okay.
And I don't want short lady. I want probably average height, then it could be someone that has height too. So I wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Probably, and I'm not discriminating about the tribe. It could be from any tribe. You know, as much as you know what you want, and I want someone that you understand. I was ready to take me for who I am. So that person can reach me on 081-22-34-2388.
Okay.
Let me repeat again. 081-22-34-2388. Thank you, Ada.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the hookup edition of the show. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Yeah. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, this is...
What's your name?
Francis.
Francis?
Yes, Francis.
Okay. Where's Francis calling?
Yeah, good morning. Okay, I'm calling from Lagos here.
Okay, welcome, Francis. Talk to us.
Okay, I'm Francis. I am from Imo State. But I stay in Lagos.
Okay.
I am dark in complexion.
Okay.
Athletic. 5.8 feet tall. I'm 42 years. Single, never married.
Okay.
I'm a graduate. And I work in a firm as an IT specialist. I'm a Christian, Catholic.
Okay.
And my genotype is AS. My blood group is B negative. I am caring. I'm a honest person. Cool-headed. I love music and I love art.
Okay.
I'm a good cook too.
Mm.
And yes, and I'm an ambitious person.
Okay.
So I'm looking for a beautiful lady, nice, jovial, you know, lively, for a serious relationship. She should be tall. Probably someone who is tall, who is slim, or moderate size, never married with no child. She should be between 24 to 30 years, a Christian too.
Okay.
At least a Catholic or an Orthodox, that would be an advantage. She should be also caring and forgiving. She should at least have an NC or a degree holder, a working class lady. I think she should be from the southeast or from south. And she should know how to cook too. Yes, and she should be a caring person.
Okay.
So she can reach me on 0810-329-4566. Let me take it again. 0810-329-4566. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, and you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for doing a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Adoye Caleb by name. I'm calling from Sagamu in Ogun State.
Okay.
I need a big focus. I'm a graduate of Lead City University, Ibadan. I'm into estate management. Though I study for chemistry.
Mm.
I'm a caring guy. I'm from Ogun State, Sagamu. I'm not too tall. I'm dark in complexion.
Okay.
I'm friendly and I'm jovial. I love football and I'm 32 years by age. I would love to meet a single lady.
Okay.
From anywhere in Southwest who is ready for marriage. I'm AA by genotype and O positive by blood group. And I would love to meet a friendly, a jovial, and a good cook lady. I don't mind her complexion. A serious-minded lady. Please, can I drop my number?
Go ahead.
070.
Okay.
5757. No, sorry, 090.
Okay.
6757-0681. Can I call it again?
Feel free.
0960 6757 0681. Thank you very much, and thank you for your wonderful job.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yeah, this is Dozier.
Okay.
Calling you from Lekki.
All right.
I'm 32, fair in complexion.
Okay.
I love music, genotype AA, blood group, O positive. I love to meet an independent, young, beautiful, romantic, sexy, eloquent lady from ages 20 to 35 for a romantic relationship. So any lady interested can reach me via my number 090-33-666-505. I call it again, 090-33-666-505.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Please turn off your radio.
Good morning. My name is Charles.
Charles, turn off your radio.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Charles. Calling from Ikorodu.
All right, welcome.
Yes, I want to make a roll call.
Okay, tell us, who is Charles?
Yeah, Charles is from Abia State. I'm 40 years old.
Okay, where do you stay in Lagos?
Yes, Lagos.
Where do you stay in Lagos?
Ikorodu.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I run my own school by myself.
Hmm.
Okay. And my blog group is O plus, and my genotype is AA.
Okay.
So I need a lady from 30 to 35. A good looking, God fearing, because I'm a Christian.
Okay.
Also do part-time pastor job. Hello?
I'm with you.
So, can I drop my number?
All right then, go ahead.
080.
Hmm.
32.
Okay.
81. 65. Hello?
I'm with you, just call the number.
Okay. 080.
Hmm.
32. 81. 65. 32.
Please call it out again.
080-32-81-6532.
All right, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We have just 12 more minutes before we call it a day. And this is the hookup edition of the show. So if you are tired of being single, you want to meet someone on the show, feel free, jump on this. All you have to do is call and follow the rules. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Hello, my name is Sadi.
Please, can you speak up?
I'm calling you from the street.
Okay, I am sorry. I had to take you off. When you call the radio station, please try and speak up. Be audible so we get to hear you. So even that person you want to call you get to hear what you're saying. I don't think we're asking for too much. Anyway, hello? Hello? Oh, I do want to call back if that was you. Having just 11 more minutes before we call it a day, I need us to listen to a song by Nonsu Amadi. This one is called No Crime. We'll be right back. This is a hookup edition of the Chart Station, where we get to hook you single people up. Yeah, you're tired of being single. I know what it feels like to be alone, not having someone to talk to after work, and you're with friends and they have people that they're gisting with, and you're just there. All you do is just go through blocks and you laugh at things and you're like, okay. Well, who knows? Tonight might be your last time feeling this way. So all you have to do is tell us about you, and you can never tell. Your lucky half might just be listening tonight. All right, let's do this. 0700-993-993-993 is the number to dial to be part of the show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I do you feel like calling again, please?
Okay.
I need to add some information to the other one I dropped the other time.
Okay.
I'm a Christian by birth, and I would love to meet any lady from Southwest from age 24 to 30.
Okay.
That is ready to marry. So I would love to drop my number again.
All right.
090-6757-0681. Once again, 090-6757-0681. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling back. All right. Having just 2 more minutes left, I think at this point, I just really have to put this out there. Please, I go through social media, I see things, I read news, and not trying to scare anyone, but we all just have to be careful. Previous topic, we're talking about the lady that went out to see this guy, and she only stood up to go use the restroom, only for this guy to, you know, take her phone, and he was nowhere to be found. So if you go out, regardless of the fact that you're going to meet the person through the chat station and of course on 99.3 Nigeria Info, please be pretty careful out there, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please. Good morning.
You are the treasure that I see. You are so close to me, I don't know. Laura.
Hello, Lisa. Okay. The voice, though. Well, thank you so much for that song. I don't know if you were singing it for me or for someone, but if it was for me, oh well, thank you. Hello, lucky last caller.
Hello, I'm sorry to call you back.
Okay.
I'm a businessman.
You are?
I'm a businessman. I'm calling you from a mistake.
You are a businessman?
Yes.
What's your name?
So I knew the lady from...
What's your name?
Sadiq from a mistake.
Okay. What's your blood group and genotype?
The lady from 24 to 37 years.
What's your blood group and genotype?
I'm circulating complexion.
Okay. Your blood group and genotype?
I'm dark.
Okay. Your blood group, genotype. Do you have
my
an idea?
Mm.
Oh dear. Anyway, time check. It's 2 o'clock. Sadly, I can't take more calls, but thank you very much. Like I was saying, please be very careful out there. If you are out, if you can, I would say don't drink what you don't know. Don't eat what you don't know. Don't use the dates as, you know, a night of trying new cuisines and all of that. If you go there and you're being offered a drink, you were not there as at the time the order was placed, feel free to request for another and not something expensive. Something that, okay, let's say the date goes south, you can actually foot your bills and go back to your house. Please, ladies, be very careful, and guys as well, be extra careful. Some of these people, they really don't care about what you feel. They just want to be with people that can, you know, take care of them, give them money, sort their bills out. You'll just have to be careful. Get to a certain level with someone, be comfortable before revealing stuff about you to that person, especially personal stuff. All right? Safety first. Thank you so much for always being on the other side of the radio. I go by the name Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. You want to talk to me, you want me to put stuff on the radio for you, send me a DM on Instagram at adablezy, adablezy. And remember, follow us on Instagram as well at Nigerian for FM Lagos. Take care of yourself and be careful out there. Good night.